Sometimes after we mivato, we stop learning. That's the foundation for learning. It says over here, that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the luchos rishonis and he broke them. But instead of giving them to learn, he broke them. He was mivato them. And mashma, that was the yisoid of Torah. And on this, Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yiyasher Koychacha Sheshibarto. But Yiyasher Koych, he had to thank you for breaking it. In other words, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was masking what Moshe did, that Moshe broke the luchos. So Shatis Klai Yisrael was not fit right now for the luchos for the Torah. So therefore, if Moshe would have given it to them, it wouldn't have been a good Kabbalah now. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to like be mevato from the limud haTorah now in order to make a better Kabbalah later. So sometimes the bitl of Torah, that's the yisod to keep it going. Rashi says, "Kugrein shemevato Torah loitzoyes ames." He had to be mevato Torah to go to Levaya sometimes, ulachnosas kala to go to achnosas kala sometimes. Zel yisoda, that's the foundation. Kolema, mekabos chay receives chay. Kilu Yeshiva Miyasta, if he's sitting and be Miyasta the Torah. For Yosek Bosh, and Emmer it says, Asher Shibarto. So it says, Lashon of Moshe broke it. For Yomalei Beloshon Kaz, doesn't say Lashon of anger. Shmamina Eskimu Imoy Das Hashkin, because Rav was masking to him. Kishabit the Torah of Shibron, Kibu the Neskabu the Toivo. Says Moshe Ben was a Neskabu the Toivo to fix it up later. So therefore, Zel Kiyumoy, it was Kedai. Now another halacha is the Yomer Shlokah. The Shlokah says again that Talmud Chochem Shesorach, a Talmud Chochem that Sorach means if he doesn't have Avero, is a Mevaz and Nisim of a Fehesia. You're not supposed to embarrass him openly. Shemema, because the Pesuk says V'Choshalto Hayim Mash Midivin Avero Deitoim V'Chosho Gam Novi Moch Lailo. That the Novi will come and talk to you at night time, will give you Techokh at night time. Meaning to say, Ki Seyu Kalilo, keep it covered like night time. It's not nice to be Mevazo like a Talmud Chochem. Talmud Chochem, even though it did a chet, and you have to give him Techokh, you have to tell him to stop it, but do it at night time, do not do it for Hesia. For Yomer Rash Lokish, Kol HaMeshacheyach Dover Echod Mitamudai. If somebody forgets even one thing from his learning, he shno over the love, he's over a love. Shnemer Pesach says, Yishom lecho, u'shmo nafshecho moid, pen tishkach et advorim. Maybe you come to forget your learning. And Yishom is a lashon of a lav. U'ki Rav Avin, omer Rabbi Loi. That the yomer Rav Avin, omer Rabbi Loi, that komokum shnemer Yishomer. Rabbi Pesach says, lashon of Yishomer. Rabbi Pesach says the word pen, the al of us says the word al, ain't a metal lace, I say. They mean a lav. See, Rav Pesach says, Yishom lecho, watch yourself, Pentishka Chasadvorim, it means it's a love if you forget your learning. Ravina Omar, Hishomer Pen, Shnei Lavim Ninu. Ovira comes and it says both, it says the word Hishomer Lachor, then it says Pentishka, so both, it's like two Lavim if you forget your learning. And Rav Nachman Mayitzchak Omar, there's Shlesha Lavim, no, there are three Lavim over here. Shneemrit says Hishomer Lachor, or Shmo Nafshachor a second time, Yoid, Pentishka a third time, Es Hadvorim. So it comes out there are three lavim if you forget even one word of learning. So one says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Afilo Machmas Ainzai. Let's say it's an Ainz, it's not your fault that you're forgetting. Maybe you also wrote the lav. On this note, Tamalem, the Pesach says, Open Yasuru Milvavcho. Maybe you'll take it away from your heart. Meaning to say, Bemesirim Miliva Kosa Medaber. The Pesach is talking about, well, you're taking it away from your heart. Whether you're forgetting it on purpose, whether you're going to do a virus now, you'd be mitami yourself. If you're doing things directly to forget the learning, on this you're over the three laughing. Rabbi Doistoy, Rabbi Yana Yomar, Yochel, I would have thought to say, I feel a talk for all the Mishnosai, meaning just stop because you're learning too much, you can't remember anymore. Rashi says, La Yochel, La Hamid Gisosai, stop, you can't remember anymore. In other words, it's like too hard for him. Even then, maybe he's over the lav. On this, no, the Pesach says, Tamalei Marak, Amiyat Rashi says, that not this, only if you forget it, like for not chazering, or it's your fault. But if it's not your fault, then you're not over the lav. The other Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, for Rabbi Loza, the Amar Teva, they both say, Torah nitnu bi'aboyim. The Torah was given after 40 days. Moshe Rabbeinu was 40 days on Hasinai. The Nishama noitra bi'aboyim, and a person's Nishama is also created after 40 days. Rashi says the Torah of Lad is after 40 days. If so, Kol HaMishamet HaRosai, whoever watches his Torah, Nishmosa Mishtameris, is like watching your Nishama also, if you learn and be Mekayim the Torah. But the Kol Sheinu Mishamaris HaTorah, whoever does not watch the Torah, meaning to say you forget the Torah, you don't care about it, then Ein Nishmosa Mishtameris, your Nisham is not going to be watched inside you. And Tamar Devar Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Shmuel learned like this, Moshwat's an example, Liodam Shemosa Tzipa Deroli Avdoi, where a person gives over a Tzipa Deror, he gives over, they're like wild bird, he gives over to a servant to watch. Omri says, Kimduma, so you think, Shemata Mavd, if you're going to lose this bird, Shani Notam Cho Isa B'Demel, I'll only take away the few dollars that's worth. But the Melo just Odin says back, no, you should know, Nishmoscha ani notim emoch, I'll take away your neshama for this, for not watching my bird. Here also Hashem is saying, I gave you the neshama to watch the Torah. If you're not going to watch the Torah, I'm going to take away your neshama. Now the Mishnah says, Shnei shulchonos hoyu b'ulam, in the ulam that was outside the Heichal, before the Heichal, there were two shulchonos like we had before in the Braisa. Now, Shnei Shulchanos Hoyu Bulam Mibifnim inside Al Pesach Habayis near the entrance to the Heichal. Now, Echot Shal Shayish, one was made from Shas, made from marble. The Echot Shal Zov, one was made out of gold. Al Shal Shayish, the one that was made out of marble, Noisnim Lechem Aponim Bechnisosoi, when used to come in to bring the new Lechem Aponim in on Shabbos, they would first put it down on the Shulchan Shoshayish outside. V'yal Shel Zov, what if they use the second one outside, made out of gold? V'yitziyosai, when they would take off the old lechem from Lech Shabbos, when they bring it out, they would put it down on the Shulchan Shoshayish. What's the klal? Why? That we had before, Shemalin, Ba'kodesh, V'lei Meridin, you have to always go up and not down. So therefore you can't first put it on the gold and then end up on the Shayish, that's going down. So you have to start off the other way. First put it on the Shal Shayish, and then go up to the gold. Now, the Yechot Shal Zomim Mifnin, there was the one Shulchan of gold that was inside the Heichal. Sha'olav Lechem Aponim Tomit. On that, you always had the Lechem Aponim Tomit. We'll soon see what Tomit means. Now, what was the Seder? V'yarbo Kahanim Nichnosim. Four Kahanim would come in on Shabbos. Shnayim, two of them, Biyodim Shnei Sedorim. They would have the two Sedorim, the 12 Lechem, 6 and 6. Ushnayim, two Kahanim, two of the four, Biyodim Shnei Bezichim, out of the hands, the two Bezichim, the two cups of Levoina. Now, V'yabor Makdimim Lefnayim. There were four Kahanim that came in before them. Shnayim Lito Shnei Sedorim. Two of them to take off the two Sedorim of Lechem. Ushnayim, two of them, Lito Shnei Bezichim, to take off the two Bezichim. So he has four and four. Now Hamachnisim, the one coming in with the new stuff, Oim Dimbit Sofon, they would stand on the north side of the Heichal, Upnein Madon, they would face the south. Vamatsim, the Kanam that coming to take off, take away, is the opposite. Oim Dimbidon, they would stand on the south side, Upnein Bit Sofon, they would be facing towards the north. Now Elu Moishchen V'Elu Menichen, as soon as the one would take off the old lechem, right away the other kanim would put down the new lechem. The tovchay shazeh, k'neged tovchay shazeh, meaning as soon as they picked up the lechem off the shulchan and the tefach, right away they started to put the new lechem down. Why? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, lefonai tamid, meaning to say the lechem should always be there, should always be tamid, should always have lechem upon them on the shulchan. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that afilu elu neutlin velu manichin, afi hoysa tamid, afi hoysa tamid, it's also called tamid. And we'll see in the Gemara later, even if they put down, took off the new one in the morning, and put down the old ones, they took off the old ones in the morning, and put down the new ones later on in the day, it's also called. As long as the whole night did not go by without the lechem upon him, that's called tamid. Mel Yotzu, when they went out, Vinostam al Shulchan Azov, Shoy Ulam, they would put the lechems down on the table outside in the Ulam, the golden one outside. Now, Hiktiru Havzichim, they would have the two bezichim that took off, and there'd be Makta, they would burn the Levoinu on the Mizbeach. Viha Chalas, the 12 Chalas, Mizchalekas Lekanim, was divided out to the Kanim of that Mishmor, they divided it equally. What's going to be Chal Yom HaKippurim Lias B'Shabbos? Let's see, Kippur comes out on Shabbos, so they would still take off the lechems, but they did not divide it either, because you can't eat on Yom Kippur. So then, HaChalas Mizchalekas Nerev, they would divide the chalas at Mitzvah Yom Kippur at evening. That's when they give out. They would give out the chalas to be eaten. What's going to be Chal Lios Erev Shabbos? Let's say Yom Kippur comes out on Erev Shabbos, so they did not divide the chalas on Friday on Yom Kippur, but rather Mitzvah and Shabbos. Now, what's going to be the soya Shiyom HaKippurim? What's going to be the soya that was brought on Yom Kippur? Usually, you have to eat it the night. So here, the night is Shabbos. How do they cook it at night time? So it says, yes, nechol erev, you'll have to eat it at night time. And if you have to, you'll have to cook it at night time. It's like a daicha. Because you can't wait till tomorrow will be a psul lina. So you'll have to eat it at night time, you'll have to cook it on Shabbos. The Babavloyim, the people, the Kanan that came out to be on the regal, that came from Bovel, oichle noisen keshuchai, they used to eat it raw. If they should die to Yofu, they were able to eat and eat raw. And since he was able to eat it raw, therefore, when Yom Kippur came out on Erev Shabbos on Friday, so nighttime was Shabbos, they used to eat it raw. Because if you don't have to cook it, you're better off not cooking it. So they used to eat it raw. We'll see in the Gemara exactly. The other Gemara says, Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Av Silik Es HaYishona Shachris, they were able to take off the old lechems in the morning, V'sidu Es HaKadosh Shabbos, and they put back the new ones by evening. Is there mekachlum? There's no psul. So the question is, yelamani mekayim lefone tomid. The pasuk says the lechem should be tomid. You should always have the lechem on the shulchan. That there it says it means bika shelo yolin shulchan ble lechem. You should never have the shulchan overnight without lechem. Omer Rav Ami says midvar shrab yosi numa. From the words of Rav Yosi, I learn out that afilu loishon adam el aperek echad shachris. If a person would learn one parak, let's say of Mishnayis in the morning, or parak echad arvus, and one parak at night time, is kayim mitzvah, is mekayim the pasuk of lo yomash esefer Torah zemipicha, to not stop learning. So Rashi says, midvar shrab yoisi, the yom that he says, mishum the yom ad hayoshen shachris, mat, since the old lechem was there a little bit in the morning, v'yachodish arvus mat, correlate tomid. So Shema Aminu, here we feel the Shonod and Melon Perakech, a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night, also you Makayim this Pasuk of Layomish. Because Layomish means to not stop a whole day or a whole night. So Amr Reb Yechnim Shemeshim Ben Yechoi, Afilu Laykor Odom El Kriyashma Shachas. Even if a person only says Kriyashma in the morning, the Arbus and Kriyashma at night time is also Kayim is Makayim this Pasuk of Layomish. Not to stop learning. In other words, Layomish means do not stop a whole day without learning. So just by saying Krishma, also this called learning, Yimakayim, this Layomish. So you see from our Gemara that saying Krishma is a key of Torah. Even though it's a shalom about the end of Gemara, if you have to make Birchas HaTorah on this or not, some say even though Abba Rabba Patas Birchas HaTorah, it's only if you learn Torah afterwards, Shema itself is not called. That's because when you say Shema, you're saying it with a kavana of Krishma. Even though Lamaisa is Psukim, and Lamaisa is called Sefer HaTorah, but as the key of the mitzvah Lima to make the bracha on it, it could be since he's saying it L'Shem Krishma, not L'Shem Lima HaTorah, you do not have to make a bracha on it. But I call upon him here, as the Etzem Cheftz of Torah, it's called Krishma, it's called Torah. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, V'dover Zeh, this thing, also Lamaisa Mufnei Amoritz, you should not say this over in front of an Amoritz. In order that he should not learn, like he would not learn, he'll say, listen, I say Krishma, it's enough. So it's not Kedai, he should not say it over in front of an Amoritz. But Rav Amarava says, no, the opposite. Mitzvah liyom, it's a mitzvah to say it. Rashi says, Mishum, the Savi Mishum Krishma, noitel schar godol kezeh, He'll be used to saying Krishna, he'll see his Matzliach because of that, and he'll come to feel his Kedai to learn the whole day, and he'll be Margul's own kids then to learn the whole day. So it is Kedai to tell people this. Shoel now, Shoel ben Doima, ben Achoisel, Shrebi Shmoel, ben Doima, the sister's son of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel. Kogoynani, somebody like me, Shalamarati Kolatera Kula, he already learned the whole Torah. Ma Lilmoid Chokhmas Yivonis, is he allowed to take out time now just to learn Chokhmas Yivonis, the Greek culture? There was no mitzvah involved, he didn't need it for Panoso. Stam to learn the Chokhmas, is it mutter or not? So Korah Lava Mikrazeh called upon him this pasuk that says, Lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah Zemepicha, to not stop learning, but rather V'gisa B'yom B'layla, learn day and night. If so, he told him like this, say go out to a bodek and try and check, short time, shame that it's not Lo Yomil Yom, Lo Yomil Alayla. V'loma B'chokhmos Yivonis, if you can find a time that's not day and not night, then you'll have to learn Chokhmos Yivonis. But otherwise, as he meant to tell him, no, you're not allowed to. The pasuk says lo yomush v'gisa lo yom v'layla, meaning there's a chiyuv to learn Torah mamish 24 hours a day as much as you could. Avada, when you can't, you can't. If you have other mitzvahs or other chiyuvim to do, but when you don't have other things to do, just time to learn chokhmas yivonis, see, no, you're not allowed to. You have to put all the time into learning. That's his shita. Where it says the pligid Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni yagazan on Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, the yomer on Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni. The Yomer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rav Yenison, name of Rav Yenison, that pasuk there, this pasuk in Yeshua, of Lo Yomosh and Vagisa, Eino Lo Choyv of Lo Mitzvah, it's not a choyv, it's not a mitzvah, El a bracha, it's a bracha that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Yeshua. What does that mean? That Ruach Kodesh Baruch Hu was Yeshua, Kodesh Baruch Hu saw Yeshua, She divrei Torah chavivim alo v'yesa, that he loved learning Torah. Shneema, the pasuk says about Yeshua, O Mishah saw Yeshua, Benun, Nar, this young one, Lo Yomosh Mitechoil, he never stopped learning. So, Mullah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yeshua, Kol Kach, Aviv Malacha Divrei Torah, I see you love to learn so much, Lo Yomosh Sefer Torah Zemepicha, do not take away this learning from your mouth. So it's like a bracha to him, but not to say, will there's a chayv. So it really comes out to Machloikis Nigamara here, whether there's a chayv to learn Yom of Alayla, or whether only was a chayv. Tana now will learn like this, Tana the verb Yishmael. Divrei Torah lo yeyo lecha choyva. Divrei Torah should not be like an obligation upon you. Rashi says, Kodam sheish lo choyv. A person has an obligation to do something for him and he says, when am I going to finish being paying it up? A person should not say like this. Kach lo yoyim odam eshna perakecha vifta. I'll learn one perak and that's it. Shiyat to reshoel le potu atzvacham him. No, because you're not allowed to free yourself from it. It's not like a chayv to set an obligation that when I get finished and I'm free. Don't feel that way. But rather, the atar rishon lifter atzma chomehen, you're not allowed to free yourself from it. But rather, your samashm holds that lo yomosh and vagisa boy is like a chayv. You have to learn the whole time. O machiski, you might have still heard the pasuk say, v'yaf hasischa mepitzar rochav lo moitzek tachteho. So Mora says, "Boy, you ray, come and see that Shalai Kimidis Hakadosh Baruch Hu Midas Boss of Adam. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Midas are not like a boss of Adam. What does that mean to say? Boss of Adam, Odom Meisus Haschaveroi. Person talks his friend into doing bad, means you change him around with Derech Chayim, with Derech Misa. You give him bad advice, you tell him to do bad, you give him Misa. But by Hakadosh Baruch Hu Meisus Hasadam, no, Hakadosh Baruch Hu the opposite. He talks us into." Hashem tells us to change around from the derech of Misa to derech of Chayim. Shem it says, V'yafa sisla pitzah means megehenim. Shepiyatzah shiasenu tzibah b'teichoy. Because Baruch Hu saves us from Gehenim. Meaning Hashem tells us to learn Torah. And that's Megumash, he says, because Baruch Hu luma Torah, there'll be nothing Gehenim. That saves us from Gehenim. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.